This is all very fancy. How do you mean? My oldest brother glanced around us, at the long tables covered in shining silk tablecloths, white porcelain dishes, sterling, I checked the back, silver flatware, ornate centerpieces, nickel and rust-colored metalwork hearts, and up at the pearlescent hand-blown glass chandeliers strung above. I followed his eyes to their last destination and mumbled, I reckon it's a little fancy. Where'd Jen's mama get all this stuff? Last time Sienna and I had dinner here, it looked totally different. Here, being the Donner Lodge dining barn, and I meant barn in the loosest sense of the word. The building had never been used as an actual barn, nor had it been built with the intention to house live animals. Just dead ones. For consumption.
Gasps from behind me distracted me and my mama from the joke Shelley had just told. She and Beau also seemed to find the sound distracting as her smile faltered at the swell of exclamations fluttering around us. Laughter forgotten, both Shelley and Beau leaned to the side and peered around us. My friend's reaction, flinching back, the way her smile immediately fell and her gaze hardened, was the second sign something was amiss. Oh, good Lord! My mother, who'd already rubbernecked to assess the issue, hissed at my side and gripped my arm. I started to glance over my shoulder, too, but my mama's hand tightened. Do not turn around. Don't give him the satisfaction. She straightened her back, lifting her chin, her lips pinched. I will deal with this. Despite my mother's instruction, I turned and watched her walk toward the barn doors into the couple who'd just entered. Now, I gasped. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up painfully, and a shiver chased uncomfortable goosebumps over my skin as my stomach fell right to the floor. Oh, no.